أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمنهم من آمن به ومنهم من صد عنه وكفى بجهنم سعيرا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the enmity of the Ahlul Kitab, the Jew people. One was the jealousy because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not born from the Anbiya of the Bani Israel, but he was born from the self, from Ismail Alayhi Salatu Wasallam's progeny. And the other is that they had a lot of jealousy in them. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala had to punish them very gravely. However, from amongst them, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَّ عَنْ. پھر ان میں سے کسی نے اس کو مانا. There were those people from the Bani Israel, and this shows the fairness of the Quran Sharif, that it does not just put a blanket decision over all of the Bani Israel. Allah says, there were those from amongst them who brought Iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other also the prominent ulama and priest of the Bani Israel also accepted Islam. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ صَدَ عَنْ. Or koi usse hata raha. And there were others who were blocking the way. They did not bring Iman themselves also. They did not allow others also to bring Iman. With regard to such people, وَقَفَى بِجَهَنَّمَ السَّحِيرَ. Or kafi hai dozakh ki bharakti aad. For them will be sufficient the blazing fire of Jahannam. Those who do not bring Iman on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't accept Islam with all its requisites, for them will be the blazing fire. Now in front Allah Ta'ala explains that the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, and we should be always thinking of this, that if we have to land there, what will be our condition? And therefore we should stay away from all sin. And whatever sins we have committed or we fall into, we should be always quick to make tawbah. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. بِيشَكْ جُو مُنْكِرْ هُوِي هَمَارِ آيَةُ سَيْهِ. Those who do not believe in our ayats, who deny our ayats. And that is, they die in the state of kufr or in the state of making shirk with Allah Ta'ala. One of the punishments here Allah refers to, سَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِمْ نَارًا. Unko hum dhalenge aag mein. We will throw them headlong into the fire of Jahannam. And what punishment will they face there? كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. جس وقت جل جائے گے کھال ان کی, تو ہم بدل دیں گے ان کو اور کھال, تاکہ چکھتے رہے عذاب. This is one important point we should understand of the fire of Jahannam, and that same pain is in this dunya also. Allah says that whenever their fire, their skins will have burned and the skins are finished, then we will change and give them other skins. And the reason for that is that they keep on to feeling and tasting that punishment of Jahannam. In other words, the pain that a person feels is just as skin. Yeah, also we see in this worldly life, even if we go for a blood test and they insert the needle to draw blood, the pain is only when it goes through the skin. After that, the needle is still in the body, but now you don't feel any pain. Or if a doctor gives you an injection, and when the injection enters the skin, that is when you feel the pain. After that, the needle is still in the skin, and they are administering their medicine, but you don't feel the pain. The pain has to do with the skin. Just like that, the Qurbani animals which are slaughtered also, the only pain they feel is when the skin is cut. After that, they don't feel pain. Pain is only, and there in Jahannam also will be the same. The pain will be only limited to the skin. But when the skin has burned finished, then it will be given, the body will be given another skin. And it comes into narrations, in 1 second, 70 skins will be changed. So that a person keeps on feeling the pain. So, and the pain has to do with the skin. So once the skin is burnt, there is no pain now. And so in order to let the people of Jahannam feel the pain, in 1 second, 70 skins will be changed so that they can keep on feeling the pain. Inna Allah kana azizan hakeema. Beshak Allah is zabardast hikmat wala. Undoubtedly Allah is all powerful and Allah, all His work is according to His great wisdom. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ اور جو لوگ ایمان لائے اور کام کیے نیک, those people who brought iman and did righteous deeds, that is deeds which conformed to the commands of Allah and passed the test of the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For such people, سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. البتہ ہم ان کو داخل کریں گے باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے نہریں. We will enter them into the gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. رہا کرے ان میں ہمیشہ. And they will live in there forever and ever with all that enjoyments. لَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَحْرَةٌ. And they will have in Jannat there pure wives. Unke liye wahan aurtein hain sutri, pure wives in every way. That is, they will be the most faithful, the most chaste, the most beautiful. In every aspect, they will be the best. وَنُدْخِلُهُمْ ذِلًّا ذَلِيلًا. Or, unko hum dakhil karenge ghangi chhao mein, and we will enter to a place where it will be very cool and shady. They will enjoy the great shade of Jannat also. So for the people of Iman and righteous deeds, there will be great rewards. And the punishment of Jahannam and the enjoyments of Jannat is not what we can go and acquire there. It is how we live here now. According to that will be whether we get the great enjoyments of Jannat or we get the great, the untold sufferings of Jahannam. So we should live our lives correct, yeah. Correct our lives, bring it in conformity with the commands of Allah. It's a short life of 60, 70 years. And that life of the Akhirat is forever and ever. What a cheap transaction Allah has made. Just for the 60, 70 years, live according to the commands of Allah, and in return, live forever and ever in the great enjoyment and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah let our senses come to their places and realize this, and we work accordingly. And we don't worry of the things of this dunya. Ups and downs of this dunya are nothing compared to the Akhirat. Our concern must be the Akhirat, and we work for the Akhirat. May Allah give us all.